Somebody give God praise in this place tonight. Come on, somebody worship Him. Somebody magnify the name of Jesus. Send it on down.
Send it on down.
Oh Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down.
Send it on down.
Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down.
Send it on down.
Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down. Send it on down.
Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down.
Lord, we're your children.
We're your children.
Come on, lift up your voice and give Him glory tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
the hands.
Celebrate.
By the lifting of the voice.
Celebrate.
By the clapping of your hands.
Celebrate.
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 I came to celebrate.
Celebrate.
Oh. The name of Jesus. My God, He's worthy to be praised. Oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come on, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. He's a mighty God and is worthy to be praised.
If you love him,
really, really love him.
Come on, somebody, lift him up. Ain't nobody got a right like the children of the Lord who've seen the light. I got a right to praise him.
I am not ashamed. Just read the book of Acts. We are still the same. We worship only one God. Jesus is his name.
We are up solid in every way.
Even now, to get wild, let our hang down. Drink to wake and merry, rolling on the ground.
Oh, we cranked up the music, dancing around, shouting hallelujah as his glory.
I am not ashamed. Just read the book of Acts. We are still the same. We worship only one God. Jesus is his name.
We are apostolic in every way.
Some think we're crazy, others think we're strange. But when I got this Holy Ghost, I cannot contain.
It's more exciting than a party, higher than a drug. It's the greatest feeling being washed in his blood.
So if you're tired of tradition, religion's done you wrong. The feeling's dying empty, you no longer have a song.
And the story is not over before you can change. You can feel the fire burning as the spirit burns the flame.
Oh, there's millions who have come and millions on the way. They're leaving their churches for this Pentecostal faith.
I am not ashamed. Just read the book of Acts. We are still the same. We worship only one God. Jesus is his name.
We are apostolic in every way.
Some think we're crazy, others think we're strange. But when I got this Holy Ghost, I cannot contain.
It's more exciting than a party, higher than a drug. It's the greatest feeling being washed in his blood.
So if you're tired of tradition, religion's done you wrong. You're feeling dry and empty, you no longer have a song.
And the story is not over before you can change. You can feel the fire burning and the spirit burns the flame.
Oh, there's millions who have come and there is millions on the way. Leaving their dead churches for this Pentecostal faith.
I am not ashamed. Just read the book of Acts.
We worship.
We are still the same.
We worship only one God.
We worship.
Oh,
we worship only one God.
Jesus is his name.
We worship only one God.
Jesus is his name.
We are apostolic in every way.
Somebody give him praise in this place.
Give him apostolic praise tonight. Come on, can we give him Pentecostal praise tonight? But more importantly, can we give him redeemed and blood-bought praise tonight? Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, let the delivered say so. Come on, let the former drug addict, the former smoker, the former alcoholic, the former lost soul, say so tonight. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Come on, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, we love you, Savior. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. You can return to your seat and be seated tonight. Ushers are preparing to receive. Praise God. Brother Caleb, I know I told you to turn it up, but can you just... That's apostolic praise. We can't hear it during the shouting, but it's too loud during the quiet part. Praise God. Amen. The most moving part of the church is the sound man. Well, y'all didn't think that was very funny. Y'all tired? Act like you went to men's conference or something. Half the church wasn't even there. It's time to wake up tonight. Amen. Ushers are prepared to receive the Sinaite tithe and offering. Don't forget your daily devotion, your personal time of prayer. I just heard, and then social media, you know, influencers. They say the more you announce something, the less it gets done. I hope that's not the case. I hope we can announce prayer and Bible reading and it gets done. I hope we can pray every day, read our Bibles and fast as often as we can and see the results. A prayerless church is a powerless church. Let's be faithful to our daily devotion. He that winneth souls is wise. Let's be faithful in witnessing. Invite someone to the house of a God. Invite souls to the house of God. Think about them as a soul somewhere going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. So invite them to the house of God, a place to be saved. Be faithful, servant in all areas. I also heard this. We're not volunteering. We're servants of the Most High God. There is a difference. And we need to be servant leaders. Be involved in the things of God. Amen. We're thankful for what we felt this weekend. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But let's be faithful to the house of God. We're here. We have a place to gather and worship. And we're thankful for it. So we want to see God move in each and every service. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for what we feel in this house tonight. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and to move in this place. Bless the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
If it wasn't for the Lord, where would it be? My life was nothing until he set me free.
What a change.
What a change he made in my life. No more compromising the wrong for the right. He made a difference.
He made a difference in if it wasn't
my for
life.
The Lord, if it wasn't for the Lord, oh, where would it be? My life was nothing until he set me free.
What a change.
What a change he made in my life. Used to talk. He made a difference.
I don't live
like I used to live. He made a difference. I don't give like I used to give. He made a difference. He made a with me and talks with me, telling me I'm his own. He calls all my fears, telling me I am not alone. He made a difference.
He
made a difference in my life.
What a change.
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 I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
I'm glad about it.
I'm
not about it.
I'm not about it.
I'm not about it.
Come on, the joy that I give, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. My circumstance can't take away my joy tonight. Come on, anybody living on a cloud? Come on, anybody rejoicing in the Lord always? Anybody got a hallelujah anyhow? Oh, can we just take some time tonight and thank him for his joy? Thank him for his goodness. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out. Can your soul worship the Lord tonight? Can your soul worship the Lord tonight? We love you, Savior. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Praise God. Amen. Just remain standing for a moment. I do want to take some time tonight and thank my sons in the gospel. I thought about this afternoon. I said, I want to thank my sons. And some of you think I'm talking about Connor and Carson. And I do want to thank them. But I want to thank my sons in the gospel, the ones that, now I know Brother Ken's older than me, but he's a son in the gospel. He's willing to do whatever it takes to get things done. Thank you for taking Brother Young to the airport on Saturday. I'm sure he's appreciative of that. It's a long walk. Say, Pastor, why didn't you do it? I put 310 miles on my truck between Friday and Saturday afternoon. Four trips to the airport and all that stuff in between. And so I couldn't be there. I know I'm big enough to be two people, but I'm only one. And so I couldn't be there. So we're thankful for that. Thank you for taking time off work to set up on Friday, being there all day Friday, getting that ready. I pray that we're done with this building by next year. Amen. If we're not, we probably won't have a church to have men's conference anyway, because you won't have a pastor to have men's conference anyway. No, I'm just playing, but we're looking forward to that. But thank God for a great conference. What a wonderful time we had in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So let's give the men that helped out with that and showed up for church and the young boys. Let's thank the Lord for the good men, faithful men, fathers and sons in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're so thankful tonight for all of our visitors and saints. We don't have any visitors in the house. They're all family. It's all part of the church family tonight. And we want to take time to walk across the aisle, greet somebody, tell them it's good to see them. Let's spend some time in fellowship tonight. God bless you as you greet one another in Jesus' name. Let's worship the Lord together tonight.